Can you tell me a little bit about just the process in general of digitizing some of this material?
What Misha and I did is a lot of selecting. So we knew that we wanted 50 core items to put up. And so what we did is we thought, well, we'll start with the photographs because they're just fantastic. And we can get to, we can pick most of those and get those digitized. And then we want to choose different documents. We knew we were going to include correspondence, but what type of correspondence do you use? And for us, it was like, let's make sure that we get the ones that we know patrons are coming in and using. So we use statistics for that. But also, let's pull the ones from these composers who are influential just to show people that, hey, you know, she's a part of a larger movement. So we went through and started choosing things of that sort. We also included her concert programs.
Yeah, we did some concert programs. Anytime her work was performed, even if it wasn't her performing it herself, we have a few programs from that.
Anything that comes to mind as being particularly striking in your imaginations? Photographs?
The photographs are gorgeous.
Yeah.
And for the time, it shows African-American women in such a beautiful light. You know, a lot of times you see, not disparaging photographs, but a lot of like lower income, and this was a prominent African-American family. I think her father was a dentist. Was he a dentist or doctor?
He was a dentist.
He was a dentist. So you have some of these beautiful photographs of her family or people that she knew. You've got African-American composers and musicians, and it's just, and they're in Chicago during the 30s, and it's just, that's what I love. I love photography. So that really struck me. It was nice to see a collection, because a lot of our collection is rural African-American farming communities, right, and things like that. So it was such a breath of fresh air to see something that was against the norm in our collection, something that celebrated African-American women and highlighted just her life and how she really made a name for herself. They're timeless. They're beautiful. And you see her with her daughters, and you see other composers, and you see other events that she went to. And
I think I regret, we do have a letter from Florence Price to Marian Anderson, who was a great stage performer at the time, about she was trying to introduce her to John Allen Carp, her friend, and suggesting that she might work with him some. But we don't have an original. We have a copy. And so we kind of didn't use it for this stage of this project. But now that I think about it, it probably would have been great to include it because it connects a lot of things.
But that's what's great about a digital collection is we can keep adding to this and probably will because there's so much more. Our timeline kind of kept us from adding a lot of the compositional work just because of copyright and anything that's been published. So our hope is to keep adding to that and maybe add more photographs. And what I love about working in special collections is it's so important to, you know, for people to donate works to us or for us to acquire works, mm-hmm, because otherwise they will just disintegrate or they'll be completely forgotten about. I like that we get to preserve some history and give her a new life, really. I mean, just seeing how many people are interested in her life and works has been, it's just been really rewarding, mm-hmm, to see this get so much attention.